This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, I put scorpions. When I moved here to Blanco, Texas, I moved here for the alpacas and because it was so beautiful, but I don't think I would have moved here if I knew about scorpions. They just kind of walk around, especially at night. In fact, if you put a black light on them, they'll actually light up. Number two, I put driving. This was kind of silly, but when I was a little kid, really little, next to my grandmother, there was a lady, a really nice lady, and they had a little adopted baby, a little girl, and she was with her husband in the car, and he just died driving. Number three would be my husband becoming ill. Four is phone calls at night. And very early in the morning. So if you get a phone call at those times, usually means something's wrong. The worst phone call I got was from somebody that said, turn on the TV, there's planes hitting the World Trade. And while she was calling me, was my sister worked there. She was in the second building that was hit. Obviously couldn't get in touch with her. We were just watching it on television then. Luckily, they were able to wind their way down the stairs and to the lobby, and there was a policeman in the lobby who said, just go north and don't look back. And she said, I did what he told me to do. Five is flying. When I was younger, I had gone to a psychic, and she just said, as an aside, kind of, she said, well, probably you live a long life, and you'd probably be something like a plane crash really quick. And I said, did you just say that? And she said, yeah, like it'd be like something quick, something like probably something like that. And it never left my head. I wanted to strangle this girl. Six is hostility of people. Ted Cruz came to our town and he invited people if they wanted to come to hear him talk at the 300 barbecue. Every town needs a barbecue place. But the whole time he was talking, there were a couple of people that yelled things, and there was a couple of women that had their cell phones out, especially this one woman. She looked really mad, like her face was angry, and she was just taping the audience, and I just couldn't imagine, like, what are you taping? I mean, these are just your neighbors. Some people today just seem so angry and hostile, and I don't understand all the anger. I really don't understand where it's from, because this is a friendly, friendly area. I mean, people wave at you on the streets. They wave at you going by in their car. I mean, one time I was in town and I happened to trip and I fell. A lady stopped her car, got out of her car, and came over to help me. Seven is my dogs getting lost. 8 would be crowds. Like, look at Las Vegas last year, you know. That was a crowd. 9 would be not being in control of my life. You know, you see that if your parents are ill where they can't, the decisions are taken away from them. And sometimes for their own good, and sometimes because it's easier for everyone around them. I've seen it with my mother-in-law. We actually had to disconnect the battery in the car because she had to have the car. But we couldn't let her drive it, so she knew she had her car, but it just wouldn't work. 10 would be not looking forward to new things in life. And that's pretty much it. My name is Deborah Backle, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what is kind of scary to me? If you played the clarinet in middle school, is somebody else still playing that same clarinet? Because I didn't clean it. What about you? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.